Well, it looks like they have enough money to complete this project to improve the parking for Galbraith Mountain and the many mountain bikers that use that. And joining us now, Todd Ellsworth with Recreation Northwest, that enabled a really sizable donation toward this project. And Todd, great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, Joe. Thanks
yeah.
for the call.
And anybody who drives Samish Way south of Bellingham past Lake Patton, they see this parking area that's been super cramped, and there's always a line of cars on the shoulder. And so I take it that this is a project to expand that facility there, huh?
Yeah, there was a small city parking lot there. And so the Walk a Mountain Bike Coalition has been working with City of Bellingham and the Parks Department to build a larger parking area to provide more safety and space for locals and visitors to be able to have a spot to park and access the trails on Galbraith Mountain.
And now you guys received this, I mean, a huge donation that you were able to pass on to the Mountain Bike Coalition. How did that whole thing come about?
Yes, we have an anonymous benefactor who's a Bellingham native who recently was fortunate to come in to a sizable amount of money, and they have been supporting Recreation Northwest, enabling us to do our pandemic pivot from the events that we used to host into doing new sorts of work for the community. And in addition to the support that they gave for us, they also were aware that our friends at the Walk a Mountain Bike Coalition also needed a sizable chunk of change to help them realize their dream of completing the parking lot project in its entirety. And so they wish to remain anonymous, and because of the trust and the relationship they have with us and knowing our relationship with WMBC, it felt like a good fit for them. And I was really proud and delighted to be able to offer the literal big check to Eric last Saturday at Shoot the Trails.
Wow, $100,000 donation from just one person. Yes. That's pretty awesome. So is this enough
amazing.
Yeah, is this enough to complete the project?
Yeah, really what it enabled the WMBC to do is to realize the full scope of what they were planning for and hoping for. So this will enable the parking lot to be completely paved and other amenities that will provide safety and space for people. And really the core of this is, you know, it's always about the kids. And there's so many kids whose parents access the parking lot, whether it's dropping them off or like myself taking my daughter for a ride. Now it's just going to be better, safer, and including crossings, so people can access the trails more safely.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, I mean, this is Galbraith Mountain has become just a huge magnet for recreation and a really important piece of that here in our community.
Yes, absolutely. From the ability for people to get out and just enjoy being outside, exercising, and in nature, to the economic driver and benefits that it brings from really just being a centerpiece and a destination for people from around the country, if not the world.
And really quick, tell us about Recreation Northwest. What do you guys do?
Well, we have done a lot of things in the past. We used to host the Bellingham Traverse, which I founded over 20 years ago. We've passed that on to Pacific Multisports. We used to host our Recreation Northwest Expo, and we really were big proponents of the outdoor recreation economy, not only here in Whatcom County, but on a state level. But then when COVID came, we really had to shift our planning and our business model, essentially. And so we also had a program called Parkscriptions, where we've been working with local healthcare providers to promote time out in nature. And so as we evolved through the pandemic, looking at what we thought would be reasonable and sustainable, the answer for us is really outdoors and working to get people in small groups outdoors. And so we have a stewardship project in Fairhaven Park that we've been working on for many years. And so really that's the foundation of our transition into bringing people out into the woods and teaching them outdoor recreation and nature education skills. And then also that led to a larger connection and an interest to bringing people out to Woodstock Farm in partnership with Bellingham Parks.
Awesome, yeah. And people can find out more. Your website is recreationnorthwest.org. And Todd Ellsworth, the director of Recreation Northwest. Great to talk with you, Todd, and great to hear about this project and everything you do.
Excellent. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the call. And everyone get out there and recreate responsibly and be nice to one another on the trails.